Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good evening, everyone. Today is Wednesday, January 14th of 2014, and it's 7 p.m. And our show today is Aligning the New Year with the Angels. And I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and with me today are my co-hosts, Reverend Jamie Street and Trudy Zanders. Welcome to the show, Jamie. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself and how the audience can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Hi, everyone. And I think I hear an echo, or is that just me?
Yeah, I'm hearing something, too.
Yes. Do you by chance have the radio on in the background, Terry?
I'm okay. It's all clear here.
Okay, maybe Uriel's with us again.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. But yes, as I was saying, I'm sorry about that, guys. My name is Reverend Jamie Street. I am an angel communication master and life coach and an angelic life minister. And I do a little bit of everything, so if you want to find out to save time what all it is I do, you can find me on angelicsoulfood.com or just look me up on Facebook under Angelic Soul Food.
Thank you, Jamie. And welcome
Thank
to
you.
Group. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself and how the audience can get a hold of you?
Sure, I'd love to. My name is Trudy Zanders, and I absolutely love the infinite realm of spirit. And I'm in good company here because with Reverend Nancy Sue and Reverend Jamie, I too am an angelic life coach, and I'm a member of the teaching community at Angels Teach. I am an artist. I dream, write, and paint, and I follow all of my creative passions. My quest is one of exploration, joy, and service. And I inspire the world from a different lens. And you may find me at trudy.zanders@gmail.com.
Thank you, Trudy. Thank you so much. And I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and I'm a Reiki Master Teacher, an angelic communications master and life coach through Angels Teach University with Reverend Elvia. I'm a crystal healing practitioner, certified sound healer through Tom Kenyon, and I too also channel and do all the amazing stuff that we are called to do. And you can reach me at angellady44@yahoo.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor, Reverend Elvia Nina Rowe. She is the founder of Angels Teach University and Living with the Angels. She's an amazing person. And if you want to read about her, go to www.angelsteachuniversity.com. And also check out her website, livingwiththeangels.com. And Trudy, with that, would you like to do the opening blessing?
Oh, certainly. It would be a pleasure to do so, Nancy Sue.
Thank you.
So, in this moment, let's just relax, step back a bit, and I invite everyone to join us as we connect with the angel realm. Rest your thoughts from this world and come apart a while, for we have the welcoming love of spirit. As we come together, this year is still young. So too in this hour of our heart, so does the spirit of all things new come alive in us. We are parting ways with what seems to be the past, what seems to be the future, and we are coming into the nowness of our true being. This moment of co-creation is our power space. As we enter within and we become still, we realize nothing but good, all in all. We are here to deepen our spirit and to receive manna from the angels. to sustain our hearts and minds with the strength of spiritual truth. We answer the call of our souls by entering into stillness, into peace, in the knowledge that we are now truly God's, here and now. Angels, direct us to be present to good. May we, in full consciousness, return to the surety of the goodness we are, and in so turning to the Son of Life, renew our minds and transform our world. For this divine purpose we are here, light servants, one and all. With gratitude for the gift and the grace we have, angels now step forward in many forms to deliver messages of truth, inspiration, and real power. Thank you, Divine Spirit, for your complete provision in all things. As this circle opens, be every heart well blessed and ready. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Trudy, that's wonderful. Thank you.
I had quite a shiver of those angelic goosebumps when I was in the midst of that invocation. So they really gather.
And I feel them too. Thank you. And you know, if you all don't mind, I'm going to share a meditation that I had with my angels and guides this weekend. And it actually was a channeling through Archangel Mikael. And I actually, after I came out of it and read what I wrote, and I typed it up, and I actually argued with him, and I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yes." So I am honored to read this from Archangel Mikael concerning aligning with the angels in 2015. Greetings, beloved. I bring forth a message to all light beings, as I am Archangel Mikael. I bring forth the divine love of the Creator. I bring forth the divine love of the angels. And I bring forth the divine love of all that is. I want to bring forth some information concerning the angels' roles with humanity. I want you light beings to fully comprehend and understand, because we know that you do not comprehend and understand all of the assistance that is here for you right now. You do not call on the angels as often as you can. I see angels flying back and forth, just waiting for you to call on us instead of doing this back and forth thing. Not all light beings are allowing us to assist as often as we could be and want to be. We are here to assist you every second of every day. We want you to know that we are here for you. Yes, you. I have sent out a mighty legion of angels to humanity. Many a time they have returned to me and say, "What is it we are to do? The majority of humanity doesn't even seem to know that we are there. They are not calling on us to assist them. We are not being used to our full ability." Beloved, do you truly know what the powers of the angels are? You know the multitude of the ways they can assist you? I feel the need to explain this to you. Humanity may need a reminder of what and how the angels can help and assist you. I want to remind you, beloved, that angels are the essence of all that you are. It is just that they are functioning in their light body, which makes them lighter and freer. As humanity are light beings in a dense and heavy body, thusly, you are not so light and free, but you can be. I want you to understand that angels have never been trapped in all of the illusions that humanity allows them to be encased within. Because of that, your angels can see things clear, as they are not looking through a fog of illusion. Not only that, but your angels can look clearly into the past and into the future. That is why the angels are able to help you when you so quickly when you are about to take a fall. They already know and are there to help you prevent such a big fall. They are only able to assist you without your permission when something comes along and you are not meant to suffer from that situation. My channel here had that experience happen to her twice. Both times, it was I who took the steering wheel of her car and stopped her car from causing sudden death. It was not her time, so I had divine permission to intervene. This was back when she had closed off the communication with the angelic and spirit world. It was after that second near-fatal crash that she reconnected and started hearing, seeing, and feeling us. It was I who stepped in front of her to prevent a rape, murder, assault on her. She felt my presence and she knew that she was not to go any further. She didn't question it. She went back into work and just sat and waited. And it saddened her that she was saved. But one of her co-workers was indeed raped and murdered right where she would have gone out to get into her car. If I would not have been there and able to intervene and stop her from going to her car, then that same fate would have fallen to her and not to her co-worker. This was a life experience that was meant for her co-worker and not her. I want you to imagine the universe that you live in. It is larger than your human mind can imagine. It is infinity. Yes, it is much larger than you see it right now. And all that humanity does and thinks about is sent out into the universe. Each deed, each thought goes out into the waves that flow through humanity. All that humanity creates goes out into a much larger universe than you have an awareness of. Truly believe it keeps us quite busy. We work at keeping all of the things in the universe in balance for you so that humanity may continue on the upward path of evolution. I want you to realize and recognize that the things that are not in the physical world or non-physical world are just as real as those that are in your physical world. Each and every interaction that takes place is just as real in the non-physical world as it is in your three-dimensional world of physical. Perhaps it is even more real because it is as though it is a reality that is created that is around even long after your physical body has grown old and has been buried under the ground. Allow me to explain this a little better. It is as if a person is born, and while they are alive on your Mother Earth in the physical form, even after the body dies, the creation remains. It does not leave the physical body when the physical body leaves. If your thought process creates a vision of a house that you want to live in, you build the house and you live in it. When your body dies, your dream house is still there, standing and ready for another body to take over. But remember, this is only an illusion. This is only just a wisp of matter. What you have created in reality, what is truly reality, not physical, it is much stronger, more powerful, and last much longer. With this in mind, do you work with the angels in a positive creation in your world, in your universe, will you call upon us, enhance what it is that you do and bring to do or dare to do? Will you build beautiful mansions, more beauty in nature? Will you paint the glorious skies? Will you create the essence of love, harmony, and beauty? Will you build a playground so that angels may play in from the thought patterns that humanity sends out? Can you imagine with your thoughts and creativity the beauty that you can build into? Can you create the essence that you already know how to create? And in turn, know that it reflects back onto your planet, Mother Earth, as the reality, the illusion that you call reality. If you cannot do this thought creation on physical Mother Earth, just pull up all your creativity and imagine yourself creating with your thought form and send those thought forms out to the angels. We will assist you in building mansions on Earth as it is what you call heaven. Your positive and loving thought forms of creation will create heaven on Earth. There will be no more warring. There will be no more mass destruction between cultures. No more battles filled with self and hatred. I can hear many of your thoughts as people read this. Yes. I know that all of you listen to your angel group messages, radio shows, and so forth are wondering why messages are repeated so often. Even though you all believe in angels, what will not utilize it as much as you could to move forward on your path of ascension. I am stressing to your groups to call on us more often and share the messages that we bring forth to those who do not believe, who do not call on us. Encourage them to open up to the angels, to spirit world. It is truly simple, beloved. The loving, compassionate, joyful, harmonious thoughts and actions that you do throughout your days flow out into the universe like ripples on the lake as you drop a stone into it. These ripples are never ending. Create with love, joy, peace, and watch humanity bring forth the creation of heaven on earth. All humanity, all beings will be filled with love and joy, and not one will be without whatever they need. Go forth, beloved. Align with us in thought and feeling, and be in love, be in joy, be in peace. I send you blessings from the Creator. I send you blessings from the angels. I send you blessings from the star beings. I send you my deepest love and blessings, for I am Archangel Michael, and I step down, leaving you encircled divine love. And so it is, and so be it. Thank you.
So be it.
I actually argued with him because I'm telling him, you know what, you're always telling me this. Tell me something different. And he says, no, they need to hear. So I lost the argument, my dear angel being.
They will always give you an eternal message in different forms.
That is so true.
That was so full, so profound. You brought through a curtain, a curtain of angels. And thank you. It was just so beautifully delivered and so full. And it was an angelic treasury, I'll tell you that. It's a wonder you didn't run out of ink. I mean, it's wonderful. but they supply you.
Thank you so much. Well, Trudy, would you like to share your angels and guides to say about applying with the angels?
Yes. Well, you know, I dipped my pen in the heavenly inkwell, too, you know. What they wrote on my screen this morning was substantially different than what had come through earlier. I woke up this morning and there was the impression I got was in the form of a logo for AAA. You know, there was three A's all in a row. And I thought, is this Nancy Sue and Jamie and Trudy? Is it, what is this? Is this the bridge, you know? And I had channeled various messages before this morning as I was considering speaking about alignment in 2015. They wiped the slate clean this morning, gave me the symbol, and said, we'll show you later today. Well, the message I got from the AAA was, we are your help on the road. So I'm thinking the road of life. And I went out for a walk with my angels, and I ended up walking on cement which had gold flecks in it and silver sparkles. And I knew when I looked down at that walkway that was a connection to the message. And it was that 2015, all that lies ahead of us this year, is a blend of the sun and the moon. It's a real tapestry of fortune. And we are in this year balancing heaven and earth. We are with the angels while we are in this world. So we are walking the spiritual pathway. The infinite is what there is. This, when they said, be the angel you are, it's what we do. We uncover the angelic essence in the heart. And so your address was so full, Nancy Sue, that I just feel guided just to touch upon just several points of light that they showed me. One was the key to the entire year, the key to your consciousness is to be in the present and to be in present time. The past is gone. The future is not here. They are part of the veil of illusion. But it is the present space of spirit in which we live and move and have our being. So to have the now consciousness is the golden key. And also to have an aim for ourselves and for the world at large, that is a higher vision of what is. We live in a world that has spiraled out into the craziest of manifestations, and I think there is no time for anything but a vision of good and a manifestation of good and the qualities that we are called to than now. The world hungers, the world thirsts for the spirit, and that's why we're here. We are unfolding the spirit in our lives. And when we speak about alignment, the word at first made me a little, what can I say? I was uncomfortable with the word alignment because I had a limited understanding of what it really means. I was thinking alignment with angels meant rather getting into a straight line, because the word in itself means to line up, to be straight, to be right. But what I learned was it's okay if you don't line up exactly to some perfect external standard. You can only experience life, the spiraling pattern of life, in your own way, and that is your true alignment because it is true to who you are. And that's in line with Creator, who is infinite in possibility. So to be in accordance, rather, would be my term, to be in harmony this year with angelic energies, however you may conceive them, to be in a state of agreement with higher minds, God messages, divine ideas. I think that is what would satisfy it for me. And also the concept of being spacious. In my life, I haven't given myself much breathing room, and now I am willing, finally, to understand that life is infinitely spacious, and I do have freedom, and because I'm blessed with this freedom, I can experiment, and that means I can grow. Things don't have to be the way they were. They can't be the way they were. We're moving forward, and we will keep on moving forward because we have strong souls, we are determined, and we are blessed by the higher power. The other thing that they mentioned was be in rhythm with life. They gave me a word called giftitude. We talk a lot about gratitude. And they said, just realize you are the gift. Life is a gift. You are gifted. You are provided for. And treasure that. That can be your pleasure path of alignment. So with those points of light, I give you that as my inspiration on alignment with the angels. And may everyone's 2015 unfold in a miraculous, mysteriously beautiful way.
Trudy, I love your points of light. Oh, my God. Or light. I am so amazed. And I was getting goosebumps and angels bumps all over my body as you were speaking. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank the angels. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie.
Wonderful.
Yes, I tell you, I love going last because I'm just sitting here just soaking it all in, and it's so just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Such wisdom and insight coming from you ladies. I feel so relaxed, and I was thinking, okay, I'm not, the angels, although I could feel that, you know, of course, all I need will be given at the moment. I was like, well, I didn't get any writings or any channels today, but I did get the knowing that what I needed would be, you know, presented in the moment. And in that, I'm very much in the aligning, and I'm so glad that you explained how to you, Trude, how it felt at first, like not really aligning, because as you spoke, you got to what it means for me. And I think this is where, as a whole, and I'm just fresh off of my EFT class, and one of the things we learned is about, you know, verbiage and how one word may mean something to somebody else. And to me, the alignment, and when I'm just like, oh, how about aligning with the angels? Because to me, it is being your true self. And I love how you explain that because it brought it forth, and it's a great reminder for me. And even in that, I think, you know, when it comes to when we hear even, you know, aligning with 2015 and it's the new year and, you know, we're picking our words and everything and so many people are picking resolutions. And I don't want to say I loathe resolutions because I think they're great for people who can make them and keep them. I think it's wonderful to have a goal or an intention, but it's just something with that word in me. And we just don't get along too well. But for those of you who get along great with it, bless you. But even in that, just what the angels are getting with me to get out, it's just that, you know, just because somebody else is doing something or they're making their resolutions or they're setting their intentions, and it doesn't mean that it's what you need to do. And from an energetic perspective and a human design perspective, you know, so many of us are designed with what we call an open head and open ajna, and it's like 1/8 of the population only has both defined. And in that, what that means is that if you have a defined head and ajna, you're pretty much set in you and what you create and how you process the information that you create. And then what happens is those of us with open ones, we can take your ideas and we amplify them. So in just a real quickie lesson on human design is if you have an open center, you will take the energy of somebody who has a defined center and amplify it. So what I had done, I just came back on more of this past week, but I had to actually take a break from Facebook unless it was just the groups or, you know, something I had to be a part of. Because, and I think it's really important for all of us to disconnect, to really get in alignment with ourselves. And when I say disconnect, I don't mean you have to cut everybody off out in your life or anything like that. But what happens is we really, really need that time away and just time to be, you know, in our innermost circles or only with our families and just leaving work at work or, you know, staying off the internet a little bit more because we take in all these ideas, and like I say, most of us are designed to do this, and it can be a great thing, but what happens is we take in all these ideas around us, and especially this time of year where there's all these, you know, intentions and resolutions being set out, and then we make them because we're taking in everybody else's and we're amplifying them, and then 2 weeks down the road, we're like, what was I thinking? But yet we put this, it's like this unspoken thing that's kind of drilled into us that you made a resolution, you stick with it. You set the intention, you stick with it. And what happens is when we force these things upon ourselves or we try to force and make them work because we're taught or conditioned or have the imprint that we did it, we have to commit, we end up doing all these things that they take us away from aligning with our purpose. They take us away from being our true self. And it's just, you know, then we can end up in these downward spirals of, you know, beating ourselves up because I can't commit to anything. I never commit, you know. And also a lot of us, most people are not designed with willpower. You can't just do it. And that's okay. You're not meant to. I have willpower and I have trouble because my will power, you know, my will center will burn out. So I guess the main thing that I'm getting at in all of this is to just stop, breathe, relax, and don't feel like you have to go save the world single-handedly in one day because that's what you resolved to do this year. You know, really just taking that time to just stop and be in your own company and in your own space. So you can be with your own thoughts and really sit with what it is that is right for you. Because I'm telling you, and I'm living proof right now, that in doing that, I mean, for those of you who aren't aware, like I took this little Facebook break, which is really hard for me because by design, I'm like, although I have like this two polar opposite design, I'm a hermit, but yet I'm very social. So my social side loves to be on the internet. I just, you know, I think those of you that know me now, I connect with so many people on the internet, and I love it. But when I got to just disconnect from that, I found that, like, all this stuff, like, it really wasn't me, and I was able to really hone in and focus in on what it is that I'm to be doing for me this year. And I'm telling you, everything is just falling into place. I've completed a course I've been taking for over a year. I have new clients coming to me. I healed a big part of myself in that. You know, I'm legally registered now. I have my state ID. I'm getting my insurance. You know, it's like just all the stuff that seems so daunting or impossible to do. It's just falling. I'm not even having to do anything because it's so effortless. And I think the angels, too, they want you, you know, call on them to come in and just really help you clear all that crud, you know, clear that chatter so you can get to the heart and soul of what it is that you're meant to do. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be for the rest of your life, but just what you're meant to do right now. As Trude was saying, you know, it's not about the past. It's great to, you know, visualize and have a goal for the future, but just really tune in right now. What is it that you need right now? And, you know, not what the neighbor needs or what, you know, your girlfriend on Facebook needs because she lost her puppy. It's, you know, it's none of that. It's what you need right now to nourish your own soul, because the more you take the time to do that, everything is just going to fall so into place that it really is effortless. And I love when I get out of my own head and out of my own way and I get back into these flows, and I'm so thankful because it's so welcome, because it's like, you know, just all this good and everything that feels so right. It really is just being brought to me from God, from the angels, from the universe, however you want to look at it. But what, you just know when you get there, because it really just comes to you. So the angels really just want me to remind you guys, just, you know, stop beating yourself up. Stop feeling like because it's, you know, the new year that you have to, you know, do all this stuff and plan, you know, the next 365 days of your life. And if you don't follow through with it, that, you know, you're this horrible, awful person that can't commit to anything in their life. Because it's 9 times out of 10, you're not meant to. Or you have a different way of going about it to getting there. So on that, I'm feeling complete. And, yeah, that's just what they're bringing me.
You know, Jamie, that was perfect. And I got to tell you something. I agree with so much of it. And along with you with the resolution, I'm sorry. I have an issue with them. Every year for the longest time, I'm trying to do the resolution thing. Didn't work. I haven't done it in like, what, 10, 15, 20 years. It just doesn't work for me.
And
disconnect, my gosh. I find that if I don't take it upon myself to disconnect from things and from the energies around me, you know, the Creator kind of puts me down in my place and makes it so that I can't connect. And we all really need to listen deeper and understand the messages clearer to some of our angels and guides. Because I really hate getting put on the spot where I'm thumped on the head and then something drastic happens. And, you know, I brought it on myself because I wasn't listening at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Jamie. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Yes, I said it's a little off slow from what you guys are going at, but I'm just trusting that somebody needed to hear.
Yes, we do need to hear that. That's why we're guided to see what we say, because each one of us has that piece of the message that is going to just bring this whole thing together and make it click for everybody. And I think it's just amazing energies that we have that work together with the flow. I mean, it just, I just love the show. Thank you.
Me too. You're so welcome.
I'm chiming in here on the resolution piece. I think it's a matter of a switch in the vibrational frequency. And I think we've gone out of the left brain into the right. That is why people who don't care for resolutions anymore, there's a reason for it. You know, they have found more immediate ways to contact spirit, and which is, has immediate direction for you, right? And it goes back to the presence. Also, Jamie, you the disconnection and reconnection with yourself, of course, we share that because we know you can lose your mind being in the world and being pulled into many distractions. And the angels would like to remind you, this is a courtesy service reminder from the angelic realm, they're here to help you regain your divine mind. They are divine ideas, the angels, messengers. So tune into that station and have a blessed 2015.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Jamie, do we have any callers on the phone or in chat that would like to join in on our conversation or have a reading?
Yes, I have two readings, but I'm going to go first. I believe we have our beloved sister Tina on the phone. And hold on, Tina, I'm trying to unmute you. There we go.
Hello, Tina.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Good. And after what I just heard, I'm great. Oh, that was awesome, 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 gals. Loved it, loved it.
Oh,
right on target.
Thank you. I'm still zoned out in such a state of relaxation and peace from listening to Nancy Sue and Trude.
I hear you.
Angelically bathing, Jamie.
That's it.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Well, do you have any input, Tina? Or
perfect.
Any? Huh?
Well, it was just awesome to hear you say that about resolutions. You know, we've been doing the thing with Sunday Grace and setting our intention, and I'm like, wait a minute. Mine aren't really resolutions / intentions. This is my affirmations. That's the ones coming through.
I love it.
Okay, well, just go with it.
There you go.
And that's like, and for, you know, for those of you that weren't able to join in on our Sunday Grace call, it was open to the public, and you can find the link on the Angels Teach Facebook page. But we were, you know, of course, as well talking about 2015 with the angels, and we were talking about our words for the year and tuning in and getting your words. And just listening to you say that, Tina, about what, you know, for you, you're like, well, wait a minute, mine are affirmations. Tim was able to listen in, and he's like, when it got to the word, he just spit out rock star. And then he's like, when he heard what Deborah was saying about all these other words, he's like, well, I don't fit. And I'm like, well, you're not supposed to. I was like, that's why it's your word. I was like, trust me, honey. I was like, I don't always quote unquote fit either, but I'm not supposed to. I was like, so you take that word and you run with it. And I, you know, again, in that and what you're saying, Tina, you know, it's really, it's about your own alignment or your own, you know, oh, I'm sorry, Trude, I forget the other, you said another A word, and it really, really felt, oh,
accord?
It's up there, right. Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, you know, so, yeah. Yeah, but I love it.
Think about this, the word accordance, right? It's accord. It's something in harmony. It's, you know, we have accord with the angel realm. And also the word resolution, as you were speaking about, you know, those choices we make at the beginning of the year or the beginning of the day or whenever we set our intention, we are actually reaching for a new solution. We're resolving it. We're putting it into solution so it gets transformed and becomes something else, a new form. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Love it.
What can we do for Tina?
Anything you'd like.
Gosh.
I'm going to put her in a box and mail her all around us.
Hey, I would love it. I would love it. That would work. You know, a few days in each location. I just want you all to know how much I appreciate everything you do. It is awesome.
Thank you. Love you.
Yeah, I love you.
Y'all too.
Would you like a reading tonight while we have you?
Well, sure, why not? That's always fun.
Right. You got anything specific, darling, or angel's choice there?
Whatever the angels have for me to know in this moment.
All right. Oh, it got so quiet, I thought my phone hung up.
No, we're just all in.
I just went into, like, panic mode. I was, like, looking at the switchboard and looking at my phone. I'm like, wait, I see everybody.
We're all in the angelic telephone booth, that's all. There's three in the booth.
That's it.
Maybe four.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is too funny. You know, I think we need extra laughter and joy today.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for you, I've told from the Spirit Messages deck, and I got the Give Back card, and it says, today is the day to cast aside normal routines and make your main purpose to serve. It is about giving back without any thoughts or expectation of getting anything in return. Reach out and touch other people's spirits, as it's highly likely that someone really needs it today. And my read on this and my feeling, Tina, is that you do this, and that you actually got confirmation in a message the other day. But to me, it's saying, you know, keep that up. And I have to tell you, on this card is two hands, and they each have what to me, it's funny because I don't think it's meant to be a card, but it looks like each one has a card, and one has a rose on it, and the petals are falling off. But beyond all that, I'm just being drawn to the cards, and I'm just going to give you a gentle dropkick reminder, because you're my sister and I can, to you know, really start putting yourself out there more with your reading. And, maybe this is the first step. And, you know,
okay.
Yeah,
did you read my blog today?
No, I didn't yet, but I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is it on there? Am I?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
I
very
did
good.
A reading.
Oh, good girl. All righty then. I'm sorry. I did not. I saw that you had posted it, and I have it on my save list. You do. Well,
oh,
all right.
Okay.
Well, there's a little confirmation for you then.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And Trudy, do you have something for our dear sister Tina?
Of course I do. Of course I do. And
bless you, Trudy.
Yes, Tina. I am using the Diana Cooper unicorn deck. The unicorns have come out of the closet for 2015. And the unusual, beautiful, magical, mysterious realm is certainly open. And the card I pull for you is number one. It's numbered one, and the title is Aspiration. The message is, you are unlimited, so aim for the stars. If that isn't a heaven-sent message, I don't know what is. And I'm looking at this unicorn in a meadow who's looking straight at me, just like you look at the world. The backdrop is in the background. There is a castle with it's pointing upward like an arrow. It's got turrets, and it reminds me of something medieval, so something from the faraway times brought into the present. I think that is your soul history, and you're bringing out the old truths once again under a new sky. And above that castle flies an eagle, your magnificent phoenix spirit that is a light for all to see. And there's the Big Dipper, and the sky is filled with stars. They're shooting stars, so things passing out of your realm. But also right in the center is that beautiful Christ Self Magi star, you are. And what the angels say directly to me from the card is, continue with your breath of aspiration. It is as a spiral that goes into the world and connects. You are connecting people like lovers would connect, one to the next. So they say, keep up your love journey, and 2015 is going to be starlight and sunshine.
Oh, beautiful.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
And
you're welcome.
I pulled this card for you, Tina, and I pulled from the Energy Oracle card, and I pulled the Door to Spirit. And this card is all about spiritual awakenings and new beginnings. And as I look at this gorgeous gold, light green, pure white card, this door opens onto the expansive, energetic realm where all new beginnings originate. And when you're looking at this card, there are a billion orbs of light that are flowing to you and guiding you through the illusion of what's on Mother Earth at the moment. And they are leading you to a deeper understanding of your eternal identity, the source of all true value and power. And I'm hearing from the angels that this, as this door opens, your unlimited potential and the changes that you can bring forth for not only you, but for humanity. And the angels are like, you know, I see them as in a circle around you, but as you look out into the circle gets bigger and wider, bigger and wider, and the angels are just standing there, clapping for you to keep going forward. Don't stop now. You've got your momentum. Go for it. So I hope that makes sense for you, Trudy, my dear.
Oh, thank you. You've made me cry. Good tears, but cry.
Hello.
Of course, Jamie and I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. We never cry, and we cry over everything. It's ridiculous, but we're letting the tears flow.
Yes.
Well, you ladies are beautiful. Thank you so very, very, very much from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, and now I know why you were meant to call in. You needed to hear it firsthand.
Yes, so.
Love you.
Oh. Love you, Tina.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. My switchboard fans fell. All right, ladies, next. Our beloved little ray of sunshine, Lisa, would like a reading in regards to her son, David. Lisa had, I think she either lost or broke her phone, so she's listening in tonight. We miss hearing your voice, Lisa, but it's so nice to have you here.
Oh, yeah.
So we do not have her voice, is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, we will not be hearing her voice. Sorry. I threw you in the chat, too. We have...
Okay. I'm going... While you people are shuffling, I have a card coming forth.
All right.
Number 7. That's such a divine number. And the Lisa, the two words that are at the top of this card, divine sight. And the angels really want you to focus your vision on what it is that you would like to see, the divine sight that you would have in the ideal between your son and you. And the message is see the divine in everything. And I feel that if you will do that, you will see your son healed, prosperous, loving, all the attributes the angels call forth, that will speed up whatever is happening, whatever good wishes to come through the situation that you're in with regards to your son. And I, in closing, just this unicorn is bathed in a golden light, so it is your guide that will be transferring to you. And it's these little, again, it's points of light, golden light, coming to people who are in darkness. So whoever is in darkness will be liberated through the golden light of spirit and the blessings from the angels. So with that, I'm complete, and you are in my prayers, dear Lisa.
I love that. I have to jump in because I'm really just confirming and affirming what you're saying, Trude. I pulled the choices card, and it's actually one of the few cards that has a male on the deck, and he's straightforward, and his head is down, and his eyes are closed, and the past side of him is more in a shadow, and the future and present side of him is, you know, getting lighter and going into the light, and there's all these doors all over his body, and some have windows, some don't. It's like every kind of door you could imagine, but right over his heart is one door, the only door that is open, and it has golden light bursting out of it. So I'm just going to use that with my feeling and goosebumps as confirmation to what Trude has said.
Mm-hmm. That is an echo.
And Lisa, I am going to layer on top of Trudy and Jamie.
I was guided to pull from my angelic crystal card, and the card I pulled for David is the Kainite card, and it's the Sword of Truth. It gives you peace of mind. And the magic within this crystal you can use to cut away wrong mental, emotional, or spiritual attitudes that have held you captive. Swift-acting kainite also builds bridges, making rapid energetic links between all things. And this kainite works with the throat chakra. And an affirmation that is would be great for David, or even you could help say it for him, is, I use the sword of truth to cut away all illusion that has blocked my spiritual growth, or blocked the spiritual growth of David. And Archangel Sakiel is the prosperity angel with this crystal. And this is a wonderful angel to work with, not only to seek wealth and affluence, but also tranquility and peace of mind. And drawing this card for David, it really signifies that between the two of you, you can call on assistance to cut away what no longer serves his highest good. All of this stuff that needs to be cut away, and it could be, and I'm also hearing cords of attachment. Cut these away so that he can fulfill his divine higher purpose. And I hope that makes sense, Lisa, because, I'm complete with that. I'm not hearing anything else.
All right. And while we wait for feedback from Lisa, she is able to give any. We have one more before we close out the show from, and you'll appreciate this one, Nancy Sue, from Seattle Seahawks. And they're asking, how long will I live here at this apartment and job? I do love it here. They're an apartment manager and they get to work from home. So just some insight on if we can gauge how long they will be there. And I have to giggle because I heard it, well, as long as you want.
I did too, Jamie. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's so funny.
I did too. I heard it's up to you.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me just because I drew, it's interesting, I drew the future card, number 11 in the deck. 11. When I look at that, it's the angelic pathway, 1-1. It's you, you're to end, and it's let go of the past and move forward. So obviously there is a trajectory for you to make your way into the future, but it's where you are now that counts. And this trellis, there's a man standing underneath a trellis of roses, and he's got one foot in front of the other, but he hasn't moved from under that trellis, and he is surrounded by stars. So I feel you're being there for a while, So.
And I have to giggle and chime in because when I checked back at chat, Seattle Seahawks said that's what I heard too. So we've all heard it. You got
the
11.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Trude.
No, just gonna say Seahawks are on a roll.
That's it. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to my numerology deck, which I never do because my own bugaboo issues, I don't like to give definitive answers. So I wouldn't say it's a definitive answer, but I got an infinite answer because I pulled the number 88 abundance card. And of course, you know, to me, whenever I see 8, I think of the, you know, putting it sideways as the infinity symbol. So not only is there 1, there's 2. And it's just, you know, I really feel that, you know, it really is as long as you want, because it's just, you know, you're at a very abundant time in your life. And they're saying they love 88. And, yeah, this card is just the most beautiful shade of pink, and it has all these triangles, and it really is just, you know, I'm hearing you're the alchemist. And, you know, you really do create your reality, and so long as you're happy there and putting that vibration out and, you know, being content in a healthy way of being there, then just go for it. Keep that energy flowing. And I am complete, Nancy Sue. Do you have anything to add?
I do. I this is the first time I've used this deck for the radio show. And I tried to pick up the other deck and my hand just popped right on this one. It's the Angel Answers Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. And confirmation, the card I pulled is It's Up to You. So, you know what, do I really need to say anymore? I'm hearing from the angels, you've done said it, that's what she needed to hear.
Oh, I love it, I love it.
So, you know what, there you go.
It's unanimous. I love it. And what a wonderful energy to... They said, oh, my God, that is great. Thank you all. You are very, very welcome. And it's, with that, ladies, it is 8 o'clock here. And hugs to you, too, Seattle Seahawks. And we're at the top of the hour, so do you ladies have anything to add before we go? Or
I'm just glad we're the Gleason threesome, as I said before. There's so much joy and laughter. And that's, I project joy and laughter into everyone's year, something that will serve us all.
Amen.
So it is. Yes. But on that note, and on this wonderful, joyful, laughter-filled energy, just to close it out, we just let you all know that this energy is here for you always to come back to. Even if you're listening to the recording and didn't hear, you know, the show live with us, that's okay. You're here. This energy is here for you as well. And to just really soak it up and just, you know, remember the words that are sticking out to me is it is up to you. So just, you know, take that power of choice to choose joy and laughter as we move about. And we'll be back next week. So have a great night, everyone.
Thank you all.
Love you all, and thank you.
Good night.
Good night.